Tonight on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, overlooking Diamond Head on Hawaii's South Shore. This is the Golf Club. It is Saturday, December 10th. It's going to be cloudy. We're going to have some rain, and the winds are out of the northeast in the clubhouse. Golf Digest senior writer, Golf World executive editor Ron Syrak, and Stephanie Kono, and Chris Garrett, and Tom Wishon, and James Lim, and Keone Wagner, and Wendy Laub are all joining us, but not right away. First, we're talking with Ron Syrak, but before we do that, let's thank our sponsors who make the Golf Club possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, and sheet metal. When you need a new roof, flashing, gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, or a commercial kitchen and custom stainless steel counters, it's Alakai Mechanical. Join the best of the best at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at Kapalua, January 6th to the 9th, at the Plantation Course at the Kapalua Resort. Also brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr. Bordered by Emerald Green Mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, and ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea Country Club for the Sony Open, January 9th to the 15th. Tickets available at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. And by Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business or special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Just yesterday, I had a conversation. It was interesting. A person said to me, you know, how's your golf show? I said, great. And he goes, I'm so excited that Tiger Woods has won. And that's pretty much the whole mood from people that I run into. No one said, gee, I wish he hadn't won. Last weekend, executive editor of Golf World magazine, Ron Syrak, was walking, not just watching like we do on television, but walking and following Tiger Woods, saw him win his first tournament in over 2 years. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I've heard you describe watching him with one word, and I haven't heard anybody ask you what you meant by it. You say it was special.
Yeah, you know, it was as close to vintage Tiger as I've seen in more than 3 years. He hit some golf shots at Sherwood that I haven't seen him hit in a long time. 230-yard cut 3-irons that land on the green like they're a flop wedge, and hitting the ball from out of the rough below his feet over water to 7 feet on a par 5. Just some amazing shots, and the ball was making a very special sound coming off his club. He's striking it more solidly than he has in a very long time.
When you say that, every golfer knows exactly what you mean, and they wish they could make that sound. Yeah, absolutely. KJ Choi said he was playing like an artist. I think Johnny Miller this morning called him a maestro. Is Tiger back?
I think it's too early to say that, but I think this is the biggest step forward he's taken in a long time. I mean, look, he only had to beat 17 other players to win this tournament. He's got to show us now he can win a full field event. He's got to show us he can win a major again. I think 2012 will be a hugely important year for him. If he were to get shut out in the majors again in 2012, I think the chances of getting Nicklaus's record of 18 professional majors would pretty much be done.
Wow.
That said, he hit the ball really, really well. If he had putted well at Sherwood, he'd have won by 6 strokes or 8 strokes. He missed at least 8 putts inside 6 feet, but he made those 2 at the end when he needed to make them. I think the 2 big wild cards for Tiger is, does his left knee stay healthy, and do the putts continue to go in?
He kept changing his putter. There's a grip on his putter.
Yeah.
And that was... to me, that was weird. It made me uncomfortable.
I totally agree with you. I mean, that's somebody who's not confident with the putter. And like I said, he did miss a lot of the putts that we're not used to seeing Tiger miss over the last 13 years, although he has been missing them these last 2 years. But when he needed those 2 big putts on 17 and 18, he made them both. And that was the old Tiger. And that was sort of the goosebump moment there where... you know, he falls a stroke behind on 16. Zach Johnson birdies 16. Tiger falls a stroke behind. 17's a par 3. Zach hits a really good shot to about 15 feet. Tiger hits it 12 feet. Zach misses. Tiger makes. They go to 18. Tiger drives with his 2-iron and hits it past Zach's driver. So Zach hits his approach shot first. Hits it to 10 feet. Tiger hits it to 6 feet. Zach misses. Tiger makes. And that was as close to the vintage Tiger as we've seen in a very long time.
Yeah, that felt good, you describing that. that was great. I mean, there's something about him being on. He just attracts people, period. But when he is playing well, Rory McIlroy doesn't do what Tiger Woods does.
I think that the individual sports, golf, tennis, boxing, sports like that, need the star. They need the person that everybody else is trying to bring down. And we've just gone through a couple of years, particularly this last year. You look at the PGA Tour, nobody won more than 2 tournaments. So nobody really stepped up and said, okay, Tiger's not here. I'm ready to be the next guy out here, the next main guy. And no one did that. So it may turn out that the next Tiger Woods will, in fact, be Tiger Woods.
That would be something,
and he would push back.
Okay, I gotta ask this question because it's come up, and it really is a great line, and I can't let it go. you said on, I think it was on the East Coast, and even on television on Versus, something about if Tiger could get his putter going, he could use what and win.
Well, that's, I think people are making way too much about changes to Tiger's swing. I think if he was told he had to go out there left-handed and play with a boat oar, he'd figure out a way to get the ball around the golf course, And to me, it really comes down to whether the putts are going in or not. And as I said, whether he stays healthy. Look, he's shown us 3 times already that he can change his golf swing. And anybody who's ever tried to do it, changing your golf swing is a really, really hard thing to do. But, I've seen Tiger win now. If you count this chevron, I've seen Tiger win over the last 17 years with 4 different golf swings. That's remarkable.
You watched him, you followed him for 17 years?
Yep.
Wow.
Since winning those U.S. amateurs.
Yep. Wow. That must, okay, what stands out in your mind as the most incredible performance that you saw in those 17 years?
Well, I think the one that goes really underestimated is that he won not only 3 consecutive U.S. amateur championships, but before that, 3 consecutive U.S. junior championships. So that means he won 36 consecutive match play matches over 6 years. I mean, think about that. In match play, all you got to do is run into one guy with a hot putter, and you're going to lose. And I think Tiger's 3 consecutive U.S. amateurs in particular, but the fact that he won USGA match play national championships for 6 consecutive years is remarkable. That said, in terms of a pro, what he did in the year 2000 is off the charts. Winning at Pebble Beach by 15 strokes is probably the single greatest performance in a major in the history of the game.
It probably upset a number of people by saying that Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy, and Rory isn't Tiger and what, I don't mean that. I mean, Rory is compelling. He's fun to watch. Unfortunately, he has dengue fever or something. Or he's not feeling well. He's tired. Anybody who runs around the world as much as he does and plays at the level that he plays is going to be tired. It's supposedly the end of the year. I don't think there is an end. Is there an end and a beginning now to this golf thing?
There pretty much isn't. I mean, Tiger gets a break because he's not going to come back until Abu Dhabi late in January. The season starts right back up that first week after New Year's out in Kapalua. And I think you're going to see Rory play a much smarter schedule in 2012 than he did in 11. He admits now he's exhausted. He's sick. And even though he's only 22 years old, globetrotting all over the place like that is not easy. And with each tournament that you do, there are things that go along with the tournament, social functions you got to go to. And with each endorsement deal you have, there are things that go along with those big checks. You got to do corporate outings. You got to do exhibitions and stuff like that. And I think that Rory is ends this year starting to think that, yeah, he cashed in on winning the U.S. Open, But if he really wants to win bunches of majors, he's got to manage his schedule more closely. And just look at Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods as the examples on that. I mean, they were really at the peak of their career playing only 17, 18 times a year.
Luke Donald.
Yep.
He stepped up in the top tens, but he doesn't win the way Tiger wins. He's won the money list on the PGA Tour. It looks like he's going to win the money list on the European Tour, the race for Dubai. Who's the player of the year globally?
Well, globally, I think that Luke is the player of the year because he's been, for really more than 2 years now, the most consistent player out there, doing exactly what you said. The guy finishes in the top 10 virtually every time he tees it up. And anybody who wins a lot will tell you the key to winning is to give yourself opportunities to win. The more opportunities you get, the more chances that you're gonna cash in. Now, that said, Luke's got that big glaring blemish on his resume, which is he hasn't won a major championship. And that's what he needs to do. I don't see anybody else in there. I mean, Keegan Bradley won two times this year, and he's going to be Rookie of the Year from the PGA Tour. And he won a major championship at the PGA, but he also missed 10 cuts. Webb Simpson won a lot of money in two tournaments, but nobody really distinguished themselves in a way that said, this was my year.
That's the sense I have. I don't feel like it's anybody's. It's up for grabs, but Luke Donald stands out because he's so consistent. Something else that bothers me, I mean, the emphasis that's put on a major, I understand. I've never been in that position before, so I have no idea what I'm talking about. Thank you very much for pointing that out, left side of my brain. The Masters are the U.S. Open or the PGA Championship. When these guys, like, I think of major champions as Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Tom Watson, Arnold Palmer, and not in that order, and of course Tiger Woods. These guys consistently go out and win a major championship. Like they're champions of the majors. And then there are the guys that win a major, and then you never hear about them again. They're back in Q school. And I don't mean that with any disrespect. I mean, it doesn't always define how good or how consistent or how long-term a person's going to be in the game. And so my question is, when you say a glaring, doesn't have a major on his resume, does that really mean that much to the players on the tour when they vote?
I think it does. I think that the players define greatness in terms of majors.
Okay.
Now, that said, I still think Colin Montgomery is a great player. You know, he didn't win a major championship, but he's a great player. I think Greg Norman gets too much grief for the fact that he only won two majors. You know, there was a stretch in there where Greg Norman finished in the top 10 in 14 consecutive major championships. People like to focus on the fact that he didn't get the job done as many times as he should have, and that's true. But a lot of those majors, he lost because somebody else just played better than him. I mean, you know, if there's one thing I've learned from working with Pia Nielsen and Lynn Marriott, it's that one of the things you can't control in golf is whether you win or not, because somebody can just outplay you. You can play your brains out and get beat, and that happened to Monty sometimes. But I do think what's special about the majors is that particularly if you take the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the British Open, they are three very, very different tournaments. And so it's really testing how completely skilled you are, and it's testing how mentally strong you are and how mentally tough you are.
Okay. Q School.
Mm-hmm.
It may go away next year. It could be the last Q School. They're tinkering with... I understand that it would be the top nationwide players, that maybe the top 20, and then or more, I don't know. And then the PGA Tour players, the guys that have lost their card, and they would be in a three-tournament competition?
Yeah, at the end of the year, sort of a fall finish would become, there'd be three events there that would essentially replace what Q School is, but... I think ultimately what the PGA Tour is heading for here, they want to create a minor league system the way baseball does. And they've got the Nationwide Tour, which is a very, very viable minor league for the PGA Tour. You can make a living out there, unlike the Futures Tour for the LPGA, where when there's really not that much prize money. Now they've established, starting next year, a relationship with the Tour de los Americanos in the Latin American Tour. The Latin American Tour will feed players into the Nationwide Tour, which will feed players into the PGA Tour. They'll probably end up doing something with the Canadian Tour like that. And I think what they want to have is these multiple levels of pro tours that feed people to the big tour. The thinking being that the success rate of Nationwide Tour players who earn their card that way and then keep their card in the PGA Tour is much higher than the success rate of people who earn their card at Q School, because it's Q School, as grueling as it is, you just need to have one good week.
Mm-hmm.
At Nationwide, you've had a full season, and you've proven yourself over an entire season, and you've also learned what it's like to compete week after week on different courses and stuff. So I think they think that system is a more reliable system of determining who deserves a card.
From a promotional and marketing standpoint, it makes a lot more sense, too. Because
and consider that right now, next year is the last year that Nationwide is the umbrella sponsor for the Nationwide Tour, so they're looking for a new title sponsor for the Nationwide Tour. And this makes selling that tour to a new title sponsor more attractive.
Got it. Yes. And I think it also, the players that you get familiar with, people develop a relationship with. There's not people coming and going that you don't know. Who's that? Who's that person? I don't know that person. This creates a proving ground a developing ground, so people get to know who it is that is moving into the PGA Tour, who's moving up the ladder, and you develop a relationship. Yeah. Okay. Got to take a break, and we're going to be talking a little bit with Stephanie Kono after the break. Before I say goodbye, which is always hard because I want to talk to you all morning long. The LPGA has lost another site. They knew they lost the State Farm, right?
The sponsor was gone this week. The charity decided they gave up their search for a new sponsor.
36 years.
Yep.
They were in Springfield, Illinois. Do you see a glimmer? Do you know of anything? Is there hope that somebody's going to step up somewhere?
They're talking in a few places. I'm hearing rumblings about something maybe in the Chicago area. I'm hearing rumblings about maybe something. Atlanta's in the mix. New England's in the mix. But to me, here's the real. And when I tweeted that tournament had gone away, somebody sort of said, "Well, you know, the Americans just need to travel more and play outside the U.S. more." Here's the problem. Almost all the tournaments in Asia, in Thailand, in Malaysia, in Taiwan, in China, Korea, Japan, are limited field tournaments, 60, 70 players in the field. It's going to be really, really hard for young American female golfers to work their way into the pro tour right now if there's only 9 or 10 full field domestic events. And as we said before, no real viable minor league tour there. The money on the Futures Tour is so little that it's really hard to survive out there. And while it could be financially lucrative for the LPGA to continue to expand globally, I think it could have a real detrimental effect on the development of young female talent in the U.S. The people who could win out of all this could be the Ladies European Tour. Christina Kim played a lot of tournaments on the LET last year, and we may see more American women going to play the European Tour because right now they have a fuller schedule.
Yeah, and Caroline Hedwall, I think she's about to meet. I think Annika Sorenstam led in wins on the LET, and Hedwall is just about to beat that record. I'm not sure.
Well, the LET had a very, very good Solheim Cup, if you look
yeah.
this year, because Hedwall, Arthur Munoz, Christelle Bouillon from the Netherlands,
yes.
All played really, really well. And we're seeing now players are being developed in Germany, in the Netherlands, in France, in Spain, on the European continent. Sweden's been producing them for a long time, but they're not just coming from Britain anymore. They're coming from all over Europe, and the growth potential there is pretty significant.
So we need a mini tour for the U.S. players so that they can develop money.
I'd like to see eventually a global tour. I'd like to see the LPGA, the JLPGA, and the LET work together and put together a global schedule and maybe play 40% of the events in the U.S., 40% in Asia, 20% Europe, something like that. But really put together a global tour.
Well, we should get you as B commissioner. Now, there's an idea. If you'd like to follow Ron Cyrak on Twitter, it's just that easy. Ron Cyrak. I got to tell you, you and your crew at Golf World and Golf Digest, as do many other golf writers, you do a great job on Twitter of keeping people not only in the loop of what's going on, but what may be happening, and just the subtleties of the personalities, the game, and the places that you go. It's terrific. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha, this is Dustin Johnson. Don't miss the excitement at the Plantation Course here in Maui during the PGA Tour season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
On January 5th through 9th in Kapalua, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticket at adults.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, or condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We've got a lot of Hawaii news going on. There are 13 young, and not so young, you're all young at heart, of course, 13 Hawaii, or 12 Hawaii amateurs are playing for one Sony Open spot, and they'll be playing on Monday. They will be at the Wailea Country Club, the site of the Sony Open. And by the way, I just wanted to let you know that Keegan Bradley and Ryo Ishikawa and KJ Choi and Ernie Els, they'll all be here. Big names, big stakes, big action. You can get your tickets for the Sony Open, friendsofhawaii.org, or you can go to any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. And of course, parking is free. There's a shuttle at Hunakai and Kahala Community Parks. Just go to friendsofhawaii.org. Or First Hawaiian Bank, and walk in and say, I want some Sony Open in Hawaii tickets, and voila, you've got them. We have joining us now Stephanie Kono, and if you would like to be, there's only room for 200 people, only 200, okay, so you've got to call right away. Stephanie Kono, the Friends of Hawaii golfer Stephanie Kono, are gathering at the Pearl Country Club on Wednesday, December 28th, after Christmas, before New Year, so you know that time where you have absolutely nothing to do? You have something to do now. You have to go to the Pearl Country Club between 5:30 and 9 o'clock to support her transition from amateur to professional as she prepares to join the LPGA Tour on a full-time basis in 2012. It's an evening with Stephanie Kono, including dinner and entertainment. And now, joining us this morning, Stephanie Kono, three-time All-American UCLA. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure talking to you. And I've got to tell you, you handled what must have been the most amazing shock with such grace. I'm really, really proud of you, as always.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Now, you said something in an interview with Ann Miller that really just, as usual, you charmed me. You said, everything in life happens for a reason.
Right.
You probably didn't feel that when... what happened? You were on the show with me in August, and you were telling me there was the question, turning professional, you wanted to finish at UCLA. Tell us what happened when you were over there at the final stage of Q School. you shot a 67 on the first day. I was like, yes, she's hot.
Well, what happened was that the TESOL process actually changed this year, and I was going to go to Q-School to try to get my future star status so that I would at least secure a place to play in June after I graduated. But because the process was different this year and they combined the two schools, we had to go through LPGA qualifying as well in order to get futures tour status. And originally, I had planned to go to second stage and stop, because to go to third stage, obviously, I would jeopardize my UCLA career if I were to play well. And so, but I called the LPGA official, the tournament director, and I asked if I could get full future status by just going to second stage and not going to third stage, even if I qualified for third stage, and I was told no. And so my coach called, and she got the same information. So for my other senior, Brianna Dow, and I, we had to go to, or we thought we had to go to third stage, and so our coach had no choice but to give her a blessing, and so we went. And obviously, when we're there, we're not going to just try to try to get our futures tour status. You know, we're going to try to play well, obviously.
You don't stand that back again. Yeah, right, okay.
Right. I shot good numbers, and I finished in the top 20, which gave me full status on the LPGA, and halfway through the tournament, they told me that I actually did not need to be there to secure Futures Tour status. So
God,
that was disappointing.
You know, when they told you that you didn't have to, could you have walked away on Thursday? What they gave you the option, right, of saying, okay.
Right. But that's not really an option anymore after I'm in second place. and in the hunt, you know, that's almost insulting to say I'm going to walk away, but,
And there was no way they would defer and allow you to finish your UCLA amateur career?
It was a frustrating situation because, the window of time that we had to try to make and, to try to appeal to the LPGA was really short. It was probably like 2 days because, once I went to orientation and accepted my card, I obviously would have to turn pro. So and I was busy playing golf, so my coach did everything she could. But honestly, it didn't happen. And I'm just trying to look at it on the bright side and just...
No.
Nothing happened.
For a reason, exactly. You know, and I'm totally with you on that. I was also reading, are you going to finish your, you're not, mm-hmm. you got the two-time all Pac-10 academic honors, too.
Right.
So you're going to finish your, we have six more credits to go. Will you finish college?
I will. I'm coming back in January for a winter quarter, and I'll be back for spring quarter. So I'm going to do the best I can to finish this year and get my degree.
Okay. What's your mm-hmm. and your degree is
it's in art history.
It still is art history. Okay.
Yeah.
You never know. People change their mind. That's the beauty of youth. That you still have time to change your mind. So when would you play your first tournament? Do you have that planned?
No, the LPGA schedule, the full schedule hasn't been released to us yet. So I'm not exactly sure what I'll be playing in first, but it will be in February.
All right, in February. Okay, so mm-hmm. we can come out to support you. It's an expensive undertaking. You know,
it is.
what do you have to put together? What do you expect to have financially mm-hmm. to actually launch your LPGA career?
Honestly, I haven't thought about it yet.
I'm still in LA,
and I just finished my finals, so I know my parents, and My friends and family are putting something together for me. But honestly, for me, I feel like it's not really more for financial support, but I just want to celebrate with people that have always been there for me and to support me, really. And just, it doesn't really have, you don't have to donate anything, really. It's just, I just want to be there and have a good time.
Oh, you are so good. I just want to come over and hug you.
No, honestly, I think, you know, it's really nice, but the financial thing will work its way out somehow, and, you know, I'm going to try to get Asian sponsors. So, that night, I think, on December 28th, I think, for me, I just want to look at it as a way of just saying thank you and just having a good time with people that have always been there for me.
This is the Friends of Hawaii golfer Stephanie Kono gathering at the Pearl Country Club on Wednesday, December 28th, 5:30 to 9 o'clock, supporting her transition from amateur to professional status. It's an evening with Stephanie Kono. It includes dinner and entertainment. And we can all come on and give you a big hug on stage, right? Group hug.
Okay.
Yes, right. And you speak Japanese, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yes, this is great. This is great because I was talking to Ron Syrak earlier, the executive editor of Golf World, and of course a huge LPGA supporter, women's golf supporter in general, and always, you know, at all the events that you can get to. And it would be interesting to see this, a global tour, where the resources of all the different ladies' tours are sort of put together so that there's more opportunities for women golfers. We're about to talk with Chris Garrett, who is the CME Founders Cup Tournament Director, and more money's been found there. So that's exciting. It's exciting news, and it's exciting that you're there. And Ayaka Kaneko is as well. Both of you got your cards. Really, really thrilled. And I'm so glad that you have the attitude that you have about, you know, that life is what you make of it. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm so excited you're on the LPGA. And on the LPGA, yes, on the website, people can go and vote on who is going to be the LPGA Rookie of the Year, and your name is already there. So that we can go vote, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you have a great day, and we'll see you at the party at Pearl, okay?
Okay, thanks
a lot. Aloha. Stephanie Kono, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, this is just really fantastic to see two Hawaii golfers become LPGA members. Now we have three. We have, of course, Michelle Wee, Stephanie Kono, Ayaka Kaneko, and she practiced at Wildlife Country Club for a long time. So joining us now with the good news that we were so hoping to hear from Phoenix, welcome Chris Garrett.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha. Did you hear part of the conversation with Stephanie?
I did. That was fantastic. I didn't know that story.
Yeah. She's an amazing young lady. She wrote a book, Ann Miller, in her article in the Star Advertiser. Stephanie's wanted to be on the LPGA since she was old enough to draw pictures, you know. So this has been a dream come true for her. But she did want to finish her UCLA career. She could have been the first four-time All-American golfer, you know.
She's
already a three-time All-American golfer. So, and she may have been on the 2012 Curtis Cup, although she'd been on the Curtis Cup once before, you know. There are a lot of things that she could, like, have wrapped up in a pretty bow and said, that's the end. And then something like a miscommunication, if you can call that. Fortunately, the LPGA did apologize, but they said they could not offer her to defer the card. And I disagree. But let's not talk about that. We're talking about the Founders Cup, the CME Founders Cup. So there's going to be the Founders Cup returns to Phoenix?
The Founders Cup will return to Phoenix March 12th through the 18th, 2012, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, and in addition to that, there is a purse for the players. Tell us the difference between last year and this year.
Well, the difference is last year we did something unprecedented and really in professional sports, and we asked the professionals to play for free, and they did. They were accommodating. We donated $1 million charity, but we built a great tournament here in Phoenix. And this year, you know, we want to give back to the players. We know that this is their livelihood, and we want to give them opportunities to continue that livelihood. So the purse will be $1.5 million. We'll have 132 players in the field. And in keeping with the charity component that we instilled last year, there'll still be a $500,000 donation to girls golf. And so it's a win-win for everybody, for girls golf, so we still get to honor our founders of the game, and we still get to give back to the future of our game with our donation to girls golf.
And this is the R.R. Donnelly Corporation that's making all of this possible, right?
Correct. As our title sponsor, their big thing is the charity component, and they wanted to keep that in place, but they also wanted to make sure that our players were rewarded for being here, for playing, and for being the great ambassadors of the game that they are.
One other change is it's no longer a 3-day, it's a 4-day event.
Correct. We'll be a regular event, if you will, and so with the girls being paid, we're going to ask them to play for four days instead of three, and make them earn their money a little bit.
I like it. It's at the Wildfire Golf Club, JW Marriott Desert Ridge Resort and Spa in Phoenix, Arizona. It's a beautiful time of year to be in Phoenix. I love that time of year. February, March, gorgeous. So there's another component that you've added, because the Founders Cup, the R.R. Donnelly Founders Cup, and you call it 2.0?
2.0, I saw that in a press release, yes. It's essentially the updated version of the first edition, which was in 2011, just back in March. And the largest change, obviously, being the purse and keeping the charity component. But there'll also be an opportunity where they'll honor some pioneers of the game every year, and those pioneers will be announced probably around the first of the year as we get closer to Founders Cup time. And each year a panel selects the honorees for these special pioneers of the game and how they affected girls golf and the LPGA over the years.
Fabulous. I see on the press release, and may I say the 2012 honorees?
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Good.
I actually forgot that they were announced. You're absolutely right.
Yes, Peggy Kirk-Bell, Betsy Rawls, Barbara Romack, and Mickey Wright.
Yes.
Great. Fantastic. So every year, the pioneers of the LPGA, what's the difference between the pioneers and the founders?
Well, the founders were the 13 original ladies that started playing competitively on the LPGA Tour and really, really built it from the get-go. And the pioneers were then those that followed in their footsteps, essentially, and took the game to greater levels and really expanded on what the founders had originally built when they first started.
Fabulous. Chris Garrett, thanks so much for being on the show. It's the R.R. Donnelly Founders Cup. It's in Phoenix in March. You should be there. It's a fabulous feeling because Louise Suggs and Marilyn Smith and Shirley Spork are some wonderful, wonderful women, and just being around them is a pleasure. And to be with, of course, to watch these young women play this fabulous game. Curry Webb is the defending champion. You'll have a great time, so I suggest you get your reservations and make your hotel and car obligations. Fulfill them. Go. Now. We're going to take a break. Tom Wishon is going to tell us exactly how we should figure out how to, you know, get our clubs right. In other words, club fitting, by a man who is maybe one of the most significant people in the game, a golf club designer and researcher. He has designed more original golf club head models than any other person in the 500-year history of this game. How about that, Chris? I didn't know that until just the other day. Thank you so much for being on the show. Chris Garrett, the tournament director for the R.R. Donnelly Founders Cup. Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea Country Club for the Sony Open January 9th to the 15th. Come kick off the 2012 tour season with marquee players Kuchar, Furyk, Els, and Choi. Big names, big stakes, big action, small price. Buy tickets to the Sony Open at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. It's the 2012 Sony Open at Wailea Country Club. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Taz Fujikawa is home for the fourth annual March of Dimes. Taz Fujikawa Invitational. It is sold out and expected to raise $95,000. Did I hear the jet? Greg, was that the jet going through the air? I believe I just heard the jet. If you hear that jet, it's time to call. The number is 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And when you call, get somebody will answer. And they'll say first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Ninth caller, you've qualified for the 14th anniversary San Francisco Gallery Park Hotel Suite Flyaway on Hawaiian Airlines. You can win a round trip for two on Hawaiian Airlines, four nights at the Galleria Park Hotel in the Park Suite, a round of golf for two at the Harding Park Golf Course. To qualify for the drawing, being the ninth caller. All right? So if you're the ninth caller now, Greg is taking the calls. The number? 296-5467. We are on now with Tom Wishon. I was wishing for you to be on, and you are here with us. Welcome to the show.
Well, Danielle, thank you. It's good to be back. It's been a long time.
Yeah, we need to do this, like, regularly so we can cover lots of different clubs. And I let everybody know we're... Really, I'm serious, because, see, I talked to the manufacturers, and they're not telling me anything, that it's all good. And, they work hard to do what they do. But I like talking to you because you're kind of like an... I read someplace that you've designed more clubhead models than any other person in the 500-year history of the game. Is that true?
Yeah, that's a small trivia thing. I think that and $4 will get you a coffee at Starbucks,
Yeah, okay. That's like that and $4 will get you a job in radio, only you take a voice.
It's been a fun career. I'm getting a little bit older right now, but I hope that makes me a little bit wiser.
That does. It absolutely does. Our qualifier, Greg Fujita. Yes, Greg, you are in the hat. And we'll pull a name out of the hat on the 24th of December, and that person's going to San Francisco. Yeah, for four nights at the Galleria Park Hotel in the Park Suite. And you'll play at Harding Park Golf Course. Isn't that great? I just love this. I love giving things away. Fantastic. Celebrating our 14th anniversary. Let's get to club fitting. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about this adjustable driver thing. I'm still confused. I was talking to some, and they said, most of them have gone that direction. One company, I think it was Cleveland, with their black, their series, it's more for the people who don't have a really good swing speed. And it's aerodynamically designed so that it'll go through the air a bit quicker. But the thing about the adjustable heads, that I wouldn't know how to adjust them, frankly. Can you help me here?
Yeah, basically what they did was something that I had a chance to design back in 1995. did a model that was called AHT, which meant adjustable hosel technology. And, you know, for not getting too technically complicated in the whole thing, they create a little device that allows the shaft to lean sideways or up or downways inside the hosel. So they can change what's called the lie angle, and they can change the face angle, whether or not the face sits a little bit more hook-faced, closed-faced, or a little bit more open-faced. So what they're trying to do with these adjustable drivers is give golfers a little bit of correction for a slice or a hook, and if they happen to be, you know, really, really short or really, really tall, they can give them a little bit of adjustment for the lie angle between the shaft and the sole right there. But the point is on these things, in them trying to offer a little bit of a form of custom fitting with the driver, there really are 13 different specifications on each golf club that should be custom fit to each golfer's size, strength, athletic ability, and swing characteristics. And in these adjustable drivers, they're only giving you two of the 13 that you need to be fit for. And in these two, they're only giving you a very, very narrow range of options for changing the lie and the face angle. So we call it kind of an ersatz, imitation, cheap facsimile form of custom fitting because it falls well short of all the specs that you need to be fit for, you know, which consist of the length of the driver, the loft angle, the lie angle, the face angle, the shaft flex, the shaft's bend profile, the shaft's torque, the shaft weight, the total weight of the driver, the swing weight balance of the driver, the grip size, and the grip style, you know, with that. So adjustable drivers, they give you two of those 13 and only within a very narrow range and only for one club out of the 14 that you play with, you know. So shouldn't you be custom fit with all the other clubs too?
Yeah.
You know, so that's the point. You know, basically what's happened in the golf equipment industry is the big companies have kind of run out of brand new technologies that they can sell to golfers off the rack. And so they're starting to try and dabble in the world of custom fitting, but they're really falling short because custom fitting, as I mentioned to you, is like a tailor is to a suit. You go to a really good, skilled person who's trained in custom club fitting. He analyzes your strength, your size, your athletic ability, and most of all, your swing characteristics. And now he turns around and he can now decide what all these different specifications for all 14 clubs in your bag should be, so it custom fits you and allows you to play to the very best of your ability, you know, with this. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not here to really slam what the adjustable clubs are, but if golfers are really interested in custom fitting, don't sell yourself short. You know, go for the full Magilla. You know, you need to find a custom club maker, a custom club fitter who's good, you know, and go to him or her, you know, and have them analyze you for your golf clubs like a tailor would, you know, would construct your custom-made suit.
Okay, so everybody who's listening right now wants to go to you. How can we go to Tom?
Well, actually, you know, make it easy, you know, on our website we maintain, we do, you know, we work very hard to maintain a list of the good club makers around the country, and we do have a number that are on the islands, you know, who are skilled and experienced, who really can help golfers. And so if you go to my website, which is wishongolf.com, right on the front page you're going to see a link that says find a club fitter. You know, and in there you'll be able to go in and put in the zip code for where you are on the islands, and you'll find a club maker who we've screened, you know, and we, you know, we know to be, you know, competent enough to really help the golfers find the right clubs for their game.
Excellent. You know, it's, the show's online, so people will hear this in lots of different communities, including the UK. Do you have international?
Yep.
You do?
Absolutely. Our Find a Clubmaker listings, you know, cover the entire world, and we do have quite a few UK club fitters who we've screened and are very good and experienced and can do the job. So, you know, wherever it may be in Europe, you know, the countries who really are a little bit more heavily into golf, you know, France, Germany, England, Sweden, Netherlands, Belgium, you know, we've got people that can help golfers find the right custom fitting specifications for their game.
Excellent, excellent. You have a number of great books out, and we've talked about The Search for the Perfect Golf Club when that came out. I don't think we talked about Common Sense Club Fitting, The Wishon Method.
Yeah. I've written books that are aimed at regular golfers so that we can explain all this technology of custom fitting in a very understandable way, even by throwing a few jokes in to make it a little bit more enjoyable. Common Sense Club Fitting book, that's kind of like the textbook that I've written to train the club makers how to analyze the golfers to do the right thing for making decisions on what custom fit specs are right for you. So one is a very complicated, very technical textbook. Search for the perfect golf club, search for the perfect driver. Those are the ones that I've written for regular golfers so that they can learn more about what matters on their golf clubs.
Okay.
And do it in a way that's very understandable.
Okay, so those both are available on the website, too. You just add it to the cart.
Yep.
And you can
They're available on wishongolf.com, or you can even go on to amazon.com and find them.
I like the 12 myths that could wreck your golf game. The longer my driver is, the farther I will hit the ball. Explain why that...
That's one that a lot of people believe, and it's one that the companies, the golf companies... this has been an interesting one because I've really always been interested in the history of the game, especially the history of golf clubs, within the game. You go back all the way from the 1800s until the 1980s, men's drivers were always made 43 inches in length. Women's were made 42 inches in length. It never changed. But then all of a sudden in the 1980s, the golf club companies began to make all their drivers longer for both men and women. And now to a point where in 2011, you find most men's drivers are 46.5 inches in length and women's 44.5 to 45 inches in length. Now, over the last 30 years, did the population all of a sudden get 3 or 4 inches taller? No, it didn't. What happened was back in the 1980s, the number of golf club companies selling golf clubs tripled in number. And so out of a desire for competition, to sell more golf clubs, the company just started making the golf clubs longer in length, thinking that if they did this, that would help people hit the ball further and you'd buy the golf clubs. Well, the only way a longer length helps you to generate more clubhead speed and hit the ball further is if you've got a really good golf swing. And what I mean by that is once we all make our backswing, we take the club to the top and we form an angle. We hinge our wrists. We have what we call a wrist cock angle up there. And then when we swing down, the good golfers are able to hold on to that wrist cock angle until the last second and then snap. They release the club and off the ball goes. Now, if you have a real late release and you can hold that wrist cock angle late in the downswing, then a longer length will generate more club head speed and could potentially give you more distance. But general industry estimates are that that's only maybe about 30% of the golfers. So the other 70% of the golfers who can't hold that wrist cock angle for late in the downswing, they don't get any more club head speed with these longer lengths. And in fact, what they get is a higher percentage of off-center hits. One story I like to tell is, we keep track a lot of what the men and women on the professional tours play with, what their equipment specs are. And every year since 2005 on the PGA Tour, the average driver length has been 44.5 inches. Average driver length among the PGA Tour players, 44.5 inches. Yet the standard length on the drivers being sold off the rack is 2 inches longer than that. And the standard length sold on women's drivers has actually been longer than the average of what PGA Tour players play on tour. The reason that the PGA Tour players use a 44.5 inch driver on average is because even they know they can't hit the longer length driver on center consistently and with control. So these are just some of the things that have happened with golf clubs over the years that most golfers don't think about because they trust all the golf companies to be making golf clubs that are, what they need to be playing with. And, my whole crusade, my whole passion in my career in golf, has been to try and make people understand that you can play a little bit better. You can play to the best of your ability if you go out and get custom fits so your clubs match you and your size and your strength and your athletic ability and how you swing. Because we golfers are not all the same. But the golf clubs basically are all made so they're bought standard off the rack. And that just isn't going to help people play to the best of their ability and enjoy this great game as much as they possibly could.
Well, Tom Wishon, you are, you know, I miss you. I know you have to be on at least every 3 months, okay? Because we only scratched the surface. Thanks so much for being on the show with me this morning.
It's my pleasure, you know, because as you, I think maybe you can tell, you know, I'm kind of into this whole thing with equipment, and I really would like to see golfers enjoy the game as much as they can.
Yes.
You know, and through custom fitting, I'm not saying you're going to be finding yourself on the first tee of the U.S. Open next year. You know, that takes skill, of course, but through custom fitting, you definitely can gain a few yards, hit more fairways per round, hit more greens per round, get it up and down a few more times around, and add it all up, and that makes the game more fun.
Hey, anybody who plays a game, I don't care whether it's bowling or pool, billiards, whatever you call it, whatever you play, you have to have equipment that fits, right?
Absolutely.
You don't catch a baseball with a mitt that doesn't feel comfortable in your hand, so why would you use a set of clubs that don't work for your body or your ability? You know, it doesn't make any sense. I love this one. We have to take this one up the next time. The bigger the size of my driver head, the better it is.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Dan, my pleasure, and you guys take care over there.
We will. And wishongolf.com. W-I-S-H. Like wishongolf.com. Right on. Thanks. We'll be
thanks,
back
Danielle.
After this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Join me, Steve Stricker, when the PGA Tour starts the new season at the Winners Only Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
The Hyundai Tournament of Champions, January 5th through 9th at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Bay. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticketed adult.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. I just had to, what cracked me up is, could you tell that I'm into this a little bit when Tom Wishon's talking about, yeah, we can tell that you're into it, Tom, and that's what's so cool about it. You're so passionate about it. Anybody who's that passionate about something, you want to learn, and he blows my mind every time. I learn something, and I probably don't learn half as much as he's telling. So that's what we have to we have to check in with him more often. KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. We're gonna go to San Francisco, and we're gonna go to the Galleria Park Hotel. We're going to stay there for 4 nights. We're going to stay in the Park Suite. Yes, I'm there. James Lim is the Regional Managing Director of Joie de Vivre. Okay. And it's the Galleria Park Hotel. Any hotel chain that has Joie de Vivre, that just is like, to me, James, you sold me.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's a real pleasure having you on the show. And I was going to your hotel services, complimentary wine hour.
Yes, every night, and it's hosted from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m.
You know, it just gets better. Every time I start looking through the hotel services and the leisure amenities, and then you go down to business amenities, complimentary Wi-Fi, you know. And
complimentary Wi-Fi, you know, some hotels do charge Wi-Fi, but at our hotels, particularly Galleria Park Hotel, we provide complimentary internet access.
And T1 internet access.
Yeah, T1. So it's pretty fast. It's pretty much like having your internet at home at a hotel.
Yes, and 24-hour business center with Mac computers that run both PC and Mac platforms, so you can have what you want. That, you know, when you say business amenities, that's almost like that's what everybody wants to use anyway,
you know,
whether they're in business or not. And they're,
yes.
They're yeah. So tell us, where is the Galleria Park Hotel in San Francisco?
So the Galleria Park Hotel is located between the Financial District and the Union Square shopping district. To some of you guys that have been in San Francisco, Union Square is the place to visit. I mean, it's just surrounded by all these world-class shops and boutique shops. It's just fantastic to visit. And it's just practically a couple of blocks away from Union Square. And it's on Sutter Street, across the street is Kearney. And about a block away is Chinatown. It's the largest Chinatown in the United States.
Excellent. I love walking up Union. I mean, there's
yeah.
so many little places to sit and watch people. It's the closest I can think of, other than New York City, to a European that has that...
Yeah, the European flair, yeah? Yeah.
Doesn't it? It just
yes.
feels like that.
Yes.
So you also have... And what about for the, you know, those of us who want to exercise?
Oh, we do have a fitness studio that's available for our guests. And not only that, we actually have this very unique amenity that we offer. We have this outdoor jogging track on the third floor, and it's just fantastic because people who love to jog or walk around, they just go out there, and you don't even have to be out on the street. You just, step out of the third floor, and voila, you're on the garden terrace, and there's a small jogging track that you can use while you're staying with us.
And you call it the Urban Secret Garden?
Yeah, because it's a secret. It's supposed to be just, well, not anymore for the for our friends in Hawaii. Everybody knows that now.
We know about the secret garden.
And then if you have a little pet with you, you can always, they're always welcome, and you don't even have to pay anything at all. And pet lovers love that garden terrace because they take their, you know, their dogs for a walk, and it's just really nice. It's a unique amenity in a hotel in an urban environment.
Yes, so you have complimentary wine hour, complimentary daily morning coffee and tea,
yes.
the complimentary newspaper, the complimentary luggage storage.
Yes.
There's dry cleaning if you want it. Of course, you pay for that, right?
Yes.
You have a quiet hour. Now, what does that mean?
Well, you know, after 11 p.m. or after 10, you know, a little about 10 to 11 p.m., we pretty much... want to make sure that people that are traveling for business or even leisure, you know, they have sort of a downtime and really just, you know, we don't want anybody making noise. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, you can have a little party in your room, but, you know, with all your friends and families, but just, you know, just respect the other people.
Yeah.
So we try to do that. You know, we're not a party hotel, but it's more of a corporate and a leisure a hotel. And,
I like it.
People love that. You know?
Yes, exactly. In fact, one of the people who stay there, one of the reviews I found on TripAdvisor, he said, I stayed here on business while working on lower market. I typically stay at the bigger chain hotels, he said.
Yes.
I'm a slave to points.
I read that too, yes.
Yeah, but I decided to try this hotel, given its location, reasonable price. I loved it. The reception personnel, very friendly, helpful, willing to throw Band-Aids my way for 2 days after I sliced my finger. That is so cute. I mean, can you just, you need to walk up to the front desk going, I need another Band-Aid. And you're so good. Everybody talks about the service. You don't need a car, of course, in San Francisco. And plus, if you're staying at the Galleria Park, you're right in the middle of things. You've got
yes.
all this, everything that you need.
Yes,
wonderful.
If you're planning to travel to San Francisco, I highly advise not to rent a car. Unless, you know, maybe you can rent a car for one day and go to Napa. Just like when I visit Honolulu, I usually just, you know, take the shuttle to Waikiki and and stay in a hotel there and rent a car for a couple of days and go around the island. It's just that's just how it is, because everything's walking distance. Everything.
Do you have a little? Yes. I'm sorry. I thought you stopped. I'm sorry. I just was looking. Do you have a refrigerator?
Yes. Yes. And it's actually we have a refrigerator full of Honor Bar items.
And if I wanted to like pick up some fat-free milk for my coffee in the morning, that could I put it in that refrigerator?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We all do that. So yes, it's, you know, that's the great thing about Galleria Park Hotel. You know, it's even though it's you know, it's a corporate hotel and it's a leisure hotel, it's it still allows a fun, family-friendly guest that, you know, come into our hotel, still comfortable. You know, we welcome everybody.
Yeah,
the kids love it. I have three kids of my own, and when we go to San Francisco downtown, I live about an hour away. We stay at the Galleria, and that's the same thing we do. We remove all the stuff and put our, you know, milk and sodas and water.
You know me. These are all very, very important factors when you decide where you're going to stay, you know. Okay. Yeah. And you have 37-inch or 42-inch flat screens, and the person who wins our trip to San Francisco is staying in the Park Suite. Wow. I saw a picture of the suite with the fireplace.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
And the marble soaking tub.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, James, what have I left out?
What have you left out?
Yes.
We do have iPad 2s available at the front desk if anybody needs it during their stay. You know, it's loaded, it's preloaded with applications that help you out, you know, during your exploration of San Francisco downtown, Chinatown. You know, we have that as well. And what else do we have? We have complimentary coffee and tea every morning at 5:30 in the mezzanine. And we just recently renovated our restaurant and opened as a Japanese restaurant called Echo. And they specialize in sushi and 80 different kinds of tequila. All over the world.
Wait a second. How many? Did you say 80?
Zero, yes. 80.
I'll be staying in that evening.
For 2 months.
Yeah, we'll have to be joining you for a long stay for me to try all 80 varieties of the tequila. Thanks so much for being on the show. It's been fun talking with you. You're great.
Thank you for inviting me, yes. And I'm looking forward to meeting the person who wins the big prize. And,
yes.
I'll personally welcome this person unless they come in on December 28th and January 12th, because I'm going to be in Honolulu with my family.
And then we'll have dinner together.
Exactly, yes.
And we'll try some, I don't know, they probably have 80 different varieties of scotch.
Yes. Yes. That's like a great idea. Yeah.
James Lim, thank you. The regional managing director of the Joie de Vivre Hotels and the Galleria Park Hotel in San Francisco, where our 14th anniversary flyaway winner is going to stay for 4 glorious nights. Aloha. See you in January.
Aloha. Mahalo. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. My name is Danielle Tucker. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Wailea Country Club for the Sony Open January 9th to the 15th. Come kick off the 2012 tour season with marquee players Kuchar, Furyk, Els, and Choi. Big names, big stakes, big action, small price. Buy tickets to the Sony Open at friendsofhawaii.org or at any First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. It's the 2012 Sony Open at Wailea Country Club. Visit friendsofhawaii.org.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back. You know, the professional game of golf is just about year-round. Oh my, we're flying away, as the golfers seem to be doing all the time. No silly season left, is there? If you just heard that noise, that was a Hawaiian Airlines jet taking off, and they're very quiet. You usually don't hear them, okay? And now you have to dial 808-296-5467. If you are the ninth caller, you will qualify to win the trip to San Francisco. You'll be staying at that hotel we were just talking about, the Galleria Park Hotel, just off of Union. Ah, yes. You'll be flying on Hawaiian Airlines. Okay. So we have no silly season left. The top players in this game are playing either on the PGA Tour, they're playing on the European Tour, they're playing around the world. Doesn't matter. Wherever it's sunny, they're off to play. The game's global. And not just the players coming from around the world. But, you know, the top events are drawing the top. They're just everywhere. We've got top events played all across the planet. People from all across the planet are playing the game. We've been talking about this for what seems like years, maybe 10 or so. It's happening. Isn't that something? Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaiian Airlines is our little, it's our airline. It's our inter-island carrier. And then they made it convenient. They just, you know, started going to San Francisco and Los Angeles, Las Vegas. Because, you know, that's the ninth island. Everybody goes to Las Vegas from Hawaii. So, of course, Hawaiian went to Las Vegas. Now they're going international. We're going to bring in our marketing man, Keone Wagner. Keone Wagner, Hawaiian Airlines, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. You know, Hawaiian Airlines is now going to Australia, Korea, Japan, Tahiti. You got the West Coast covered. You've got a nonstop flight between New York City and Honolulu starting in, is it June?
Yeah, June 4th. That's our latest edition. And we're really, really, really excited about that one. I think most people in Hawaii are.
Yeah, I want to go. I told you last night I want to be on the first flight. Are you sold out yet?
Waiting for you.
You've got a seat waiting for me? Are you selling tickets yet?
Yes, we are. You can go online and book this morning if you like.
Fabulous. Now, you know, you are our inter-island carrier, and I'm looking at the map, and you're going all around the world, and you're expanding. Why is this Hawaiian airline, what are you trying to accomplish with this expansion? You're our inter-island carrier.
Well, you're right. You know, for most of our 82 years, we were just an inter-island carrier. And about 25 years ago now, though, we branched out and began flying long-range flights to the mainland. And that was the beginning of...
Did we lose you? I think we may have lost our connection with Kim. But it's just one of those moments. You know when you're talking on the phone and nobody can hear you? And you're saying to yourself, gosh, it's a strange feeling. I can hear you, though. You're probably Heidi? Yeah. Heidi?
Oh, sorry. Are you here?
It's okay. Yes, I'm here, Keone. Keone, we have We have our qualifier. Our second qualifier for our trip to San Francisco on Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaiian will fly you to San Francisco, and you'll be back because Hawaii flies with us. Okay? If Hawaii flies, I love that. I'm starting to figure out that. And I want to talk to you about that, Keone. So, Heidi, you are going to be... She's very excited. That's what Greg, our engineer, is telling me. Thank you, Greg. I would be very excited too, Heidi, so I'm totally with you. We will call you and get your, you know, all of your information, and your name will go in the hat, and on the 24th of December, we will pull out the winner of our San Francisco flyaway. Now, Keone, tell us, why are you expanding? Why is Hawaiian Airlines going around the world?
Well, I was explaining that for most of our 82 years, we've been an inter-island carrier, and that really remains the heart and soul of the company. That's our core business, and that will never, ever change. We're very committed to that. But many, many years ago, in fact, back in the 1940s, leaders of our company started thinking about being more involved in bringing visitors to Hawaii. And they lobbied Congress and did all kinds of things and just weren't successful. But about 25 years ago, we began flying to the mainland. We started service to Los Angeles, San Francisco, as you said, Seattle, Portland. We've been doing that for 25 years now. And then just recently, actually 2 years ago now, we began acquiring a new fleet of aircraft that are longer range than the Boeing 767s that we had been flying and still fly. And this new aircraft is enabling us to look farther afield and look at longer distance flying to places like Japan and New York City on a nonstop basis.
All right. Now, the Hawaii flies with us. You know, when I think of, here's an old one from way back when, Western Airlines, the only way to fly. Of course, Western doesn't exist anymore. The only way to fly to me was like, that's the only way to fly on Western Airlines. So I was looking at Hawaii flies with us, and I'm thinking, Hawaii flies with us. Then all of a sudden, it just hit me, and I went, oh, Hawaiian Airlines. Yeah, Hawaii, you are expanding the market. You want to take the feel that people get when they're flying inter-island, from island to island, and they feel that inter-island, the Hawaii, that sense of here, the islands, and you're expanding that out to the world.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we know what people come to Hawaii for, and it's mainly for the people and for the feeling that they get when they're around people from Hawaii. And that's what we have that other airlines don't when it comes to competing for business flying to Hawaii. And so we're taking that atmosphere and that level of hospitality to some new places. And as I said, we've been flying to the mainland for a long time. That's the state's largest source of visitors. The second largest source is actually the East Coast of the U.S. And New York, obviously, is right in the heart of that. So we thought it made the most sense to make that our next stop.
And this must be great. I mean, our economy, we always need more lift, bringing more people to the islands.
Yeah, absolutely. The visitor industry needs lift. We need to be able to bring more visitors to the islands to help feed our economy. The new routes that we're instituting are going to be bringing between $100 and $150 million a year into our economy with visitor spending, and then you can add to that another $15 to $20 million a year in tax revenue. So these are really, really important new routes for our state.
Okay, there's so many airlines, you know, they develop terrific reputations, as you have, because everybody says Hawaiian feeds me. You know, she doesn't want to give us food.
You know, what a concept.
Yeah, I know. They're like really surprised. Ah, they fed us. But then, you know, something happens and they get so big. Are you taking precautions that you don't get into that, you know, got too big and lost your style?
Well, one of the neat things about Hawaiian is that we still are a small company at heart. I think I said earlier the inter-island service is sort of the heart and soul of the company, and it is. I mean, that's the personality of the people that fly on our planes, that fly our planes, and that are running the company. You know, it's something that we protect because we know it's special.
Yeah, I just love it. Hawaii flies with us. That's great. Excellent. Thank you so much for being on the show.
I enjoyed it. Aloha.
Aloha. We'll be back after this with an idea for Christmas. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hitting the green with
with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Aloha, this is Dustin Johnson. Don't miss the excitement at the Plantation Course here in Maui during the PGA Tour season opening Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
On January 5th through 9th in Kapalua, Bubba Watson, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi highlight a champions-only field. All fans are free on Thursday's Pro-Am Day. Competition tickets are $15 in advance at pgatour.com/Hyundai or by calling 665-9160. Youth 18 and younger are free with a ticket at adults.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
As I was mentioning earlier in the show, Tad Fujikawa's in town for the 4th Annual March of Dimes. Tad Fujikawa Invitational sold out. He expanded the field, but it sold out. Sold out 4 months ago. You want to play? Sign up now. Okay, they're expected to raise some $95,000. And Tad will be here to defend his Turtle Bay Hawaii State Open Championship. And that Turtle Bay Hawaii State Open is next weekend. Kauai's Kenji Miyata is the first recipient of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association's Dr. Richard Ho Spirit of the Game Award. An anonymous HSJGA family donated $1,000 scholarship to be awarded annually to the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Junior to help defray the cost of tournament travel. Because just flying inner island to go from one tournament to another can be pretty pricey for a family. Dr. Ho, for which this is now named, the Dr. Richard Ho Spirit of the Game Award, he founded the Hawaii State Golf Association. He died in 2009, and Miyata is traveling to the U.S. Kauai, Kenji Miyata, he's going to go to the U.S. Junior Masters in Florida this month. And may you hit the sweet spot every time, Kenji. Now, let's go check out the bejeweled gem spot putters. My, my, my. You know, everyone wants their putter. Everybody has an individual desire. And it's interesting to see. The better you putt, the bolder you play. Isn't that the truth, Dawn January? But this is Wendy Laub. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, I was looking at your website. Where do you... Okay, first of all, these are putters, and you put gems on them. Do I send you my putter, or do you sell me a putter with gems on them?
I designed a high-technical putter, and I... also put the gems in them. So I couldn't put one gems in your putter.
Right.
The putter is specifically designed to accommodate the gems.
I got it. Because, of course, it'll throw the weight off, right?
Correct. And also the gems are an alignment feature.
Uh-huh. So what kind of background do you have in putter design and making?
Well, I'm a surgical nurse, so I'm around a lot of stainless steel and precision instruments, and I also combined that interest with jewelry making. And I went ahead and took a club making course and passed the course. Now I make putters.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then you, so can I order what gems I want put in my putter?
Correct. Yeah, you can select different combinations of gems for your family, all of your family birthstones,
right?
Or color or your holiday. So I personally custom make them.
This is great. This makes a really good corporate gift, doesn't it?
Perfect for a corporate gift, and they come in cherry wood boxes. The presentations are beautiful. Everyone's delighted with them, and they've never seen anything like it. And the nice thing about it is it's a high-tech putter.
Yeah, this you can go find it, gemspotputters.com. You will be impressed, okay? When I looked at the presentation, it is amazing. I've never used the putter, so I don't know about the putter. But what you've got here as a gift for the woman who has everything is absolutely perfect. Do you take dimensions into account? Can somebody, if they wanted to send you, you know, your height, let's say?
Correct. Uh-huh. I can do it to a quarter, an eighth of an inch. But the standard length is 33 inches for most women and 34 inches for most men.
Right. We were just talking to a club fitter who, you know, when you talk standards, he gets really upset.
I'm flexible.
You're fine. No, but we could send you in what we wanted, right?
Correct. Yes.
Right. So how did you get into golf?
I started jogging on a golf course, and they told me I had to be a member to be on the premises. So I joined and started hitting golf balls.
What's the strangest thing that's ever happened to you you've experienced in golf? Do you have a golf story?
Oh, I think one of my favorite golf stories. I don't want to say that one because she never played golf again. But let's see here, a favorite.
I'm putting you on the spot. I'm so sorry. No, it's just something that tickled me. You're on a golf course walking. I thought maybe something would.
Right. Well, all right. I will tell you the story. So I had a girlfriend that said she tried golf once. We were striking up a conversation, a mutual conversation of golf, and she says, "Yeah, I tried it once. My first ball I ever hit, I hit it right off the first tee, and it went into a tree, and I couldn't find it, and I walked underneath the tree, and a bird fell out of the tree into the hood of my sweatshirt. I had hit the bird and killed it, and it had dropped down into the hood of my sweatshirt, and I never played golf again."
Oh my
God. Got her birdie.
Okay, Wendy Love, that wraps our show. Thank you. Gemspotputters.com. Great corporate gift. Great gift for the woman who has everything. And you can, of course, design the gems that you want. You can tell Wendy what you want. Gemspotputters.com. Great story. Thank you.
Hey, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Wendy. Wendy logs on Facebook, too. You can find her, gemspotputters.com. Thank you for making the golf club possible. Poi Poo Bay Golf Course. I got to get you on the show, Craig Sasada, because Tiger won. Combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones, bordered by emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, ancient places of worship. Waipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. The Hyundai Tournament of Champions, Kapalua, Maui, January 5th through the 9th. Be there. See the best of the best of the 2012 PGA Tour season. It's the opener on the Plantation Course at Kapalua. It's beautiful. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal, you name it. If you want something built, get in touch with Alakai Mechanical. The Sony Open in Hawaii first full field event of the 2012 PGA Tour season. Star protection for property threat, for risk assessment, for protection for your home, for your business. Yes, star protection. And HawaiiGolfTravelNews.com. I'm Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.